Hey, Strong Ones. Today is a short, sweet solo episode with me, your host, Anna Willard. And today's topic, I want to dive in on this concept of owning our stories and some of the trauma that our stories may carry versus it being my story and how holding on to my story can be harmful and hurtful and not healing. Most of you have known and have been part of my healing journey since I started this podcast. And I stood from a place of this is my story. I negated how my story interacted and intertwined with other people that I loved. And as a result, there was a lot of hurt. And I negated the healing process for others because I wanted control of my healing process. Our stories are interconnected. And the way I think about it is with the analogy of water, of course, water, right? So you're in a pool or in a lake or in the ocean, and your body puts off this ripple effect no matter how still your body is. There's this ripple effect from your body. And this ripple effect, either be big or small, will collide into someone else's ripple effect of their energy from their energetic body. And that is how I see our stories intertwine with each other, even though we may not feel it connected. Our stories are connected to one another. And so I caution this concept of this idea of it's my story. Because as you and I have said, as I have said, this is my story. I've been holding on to the hurt and the trauma with that. Versus saying this is the story that has been given me. And letting go of some of the trauma and the hurt that has played into the story and open my hands to the healing process and inviting the stories and the people who are intertwined with that to come along with this healing journey. We can hurt and isolate, or we can heal and invite the healing process. Most of you have heard throughout some of the guests being on the show, I almost feel like I have used the show as going to a priest for confession. It felt very safe. It felt very controlling. In a place that allowed me to seek the knowledge that I was longing for of understanding my journey of what does it mean to heal. And right now, I think the biggest healing process for me is to simply let go. Not allowing the story to own me in the present moment. Not allowing the story to own me in the future. And not allowing the story to own my past. Seeing it for what it is. And that's it. Understanding the effects it has. But moving forward in a different light. And with that said, I will do my best to come from a place of healing and being whole and inviting you to do the same. The show will still be dedicated of understanding this concept of what does it mean to be healthy and whole as a human being and the interconnections of the three spheres of mind, body, and spirit. And when we live from the centerpiece of that, I fully believe we live from a place that empowers ourselves beyond our own imagination. And that is what I'm seeking with this show, and I invite you to do the same. And that is what I have for you guys today, and how sometimes when we say my story, we are owning our own healing process and taking control. At least this has been my experience, versus allowing and being open to how our story is intertwined and interconnected with other people and other people's healing process as well. Know that I love you all, for those who have joined me from the very beginning of this show, and for those who are new, all you need to know that there has been trauma around play, and that I have used exercise in a way of seeking healing, and in a way that I didn't know how to speak it or ask it, and it has led me on this journey of healing my body and a way of listening to my spirit. And that is my goal for you, and that is my passion around being healthy and whole. So wherever you are on your journey, I trust that you have the strength to be open to listen to your strength spirit, to allow it to guide you to its healing powers that your body has living inside of you, and to be open to this healing power that is beyond our imagination. Blessings on your journey. Know that I am praying for you, and that you have the strength it takes with every step of your journey, and that you may be opened to your wild adventure of understanding what does it mean to be healthy and whole. Peace. And if you haven't yet, I love the support by giving this show the 5 stars and a comment below. Other than that, I'll be back next week with a guest, and we'll continue this journey of embracing our strength spirit together. Peace.